this alive to the classroom. This alive every day at school. This alive to the teachers as she tries to cover every bruise. My little girl.
Jason Michael Carroll addresses child abuse in his first single, Alyssa Lies. The top five hit struck a chord with radio programmers and country fans alike, and the song propelled the debut of the 28-year-old singer's brand new album, Waitin' in the Country, to number one. As a child, Jason's talents were stifled by his father, a fundamentalist preacher who didn't allow secular music to be played in their home. In 2004, Jason's mother encouraged him to enter a local singing competition. The following year, he was performing steadily in Nashville nightclubs. That led to an offer from RCA Records, which reports that the top 10 entry of Waitin' in the Country on the Billboard 200 gives him the highest pop chart debut by a new male country artist since Billy Ray Cyrus in 1992.
Oh, I hear the weather's nice.
Like Jason Michael Carroll, newcomer Kelly Pickler dealt with a very emotional subject in her new hit, I Wonder. Kelly co-wrote the song about her estranged mother, who left Kelly when she was only 2 years old. The 20-year-old singer came to international attention as a finalist on last year's American Idol competition. Kelly placed sixth, which was good enough to secure a recording deal with BNA Records.
Hey, Lord, it's more than just thirsty that I'm feeling inside, 'cause these tears I've been crying have left me bone dry. I wish the bartender had a cure I could buy, but the truth is I'm only drinking me lonely tonight.
Tennessee native Chris Young's performance of his original song, Drinkin' Me Lonely, clinched his popularity at the 2006 Nashville Star Talent Competition. He went on to win country music's reality television competition and the grand prize signing with RCA Records. It's just been announced that Chris is an Academy of Country Music Award nominee for Top New Male Vocalist. Also earning a first-time ACM nomination is 19-year-old Ashley Monroe. Her duet, I Don't Want To, with Brooks & Dunn's Ronnie Dunn, is mentioned in the Vocal Event of the Year category. Ashley grew up near Knoxville, Tennessee. By the age of 11, she was performing five nights a week in a local show. 2 years later, her father died of a sudden illness. Ashley says she worked through her grief by putting her emotions into her songs. Ashley wrote or co-wrote 7 of the 11 songs on her self-titled debut album, including I Don't Want To. I'm Mary Morningstar.